This episode is going to be an amazing episode. It's an episode topic that I've wanted to talk about for the longest time. I was planning different ways of getting this out to you. And if you are a one-to-one client or you worked with me in some sort of capacity, I'm pretty sure that we have touched on this, and you are already incorporating this type of activity into your schedule. So, I always talk about how we can be busy. We've got things to do. I know you've got things to do. And I know that you want to prioritize your self-care and your well-being. And it just seems to not be a thing. It may have been a thing in the past where you actually used to, commit to yourself. Or maybe right now you're finding that you're in a space where you are struggling to commit to yourself, you are struggling to prioritize self-care, and everything else is getting in the way. And you want it to stop. You want to be in your self-care era. So, in this episode, we're going to be talking about how you can really step into your self-care era, get really comfortable with looking after and treating yourself. So we're going to be talking about the power of self-care dates. I have done an episode where I spoke about self-care dates a little bit and gave you some ideas of things that you can do on your own. But we're going to go into a little bit more depth. I'm going to walk you through how you can start to make self-care dates a habit for you and something that's part of your lifestyle. Okay, so let's get straight into that. So yes, we can be busy, but it doesn't mean that we need to, neglect our well-being. We need to forget about ourselves completely. If we're doing a lot of things, it's very imperative, it's very important that you are taking care of yourself because that's the fuel that you're going to need to be able to show up and serve at your best and be your best self, right? So let's really look at what self-care dates are. Okay. So self-care dates are basically dedicated periods of time that you would set aside for yourself to engage in activities of self-care, things that nourish your mind, your body, and your soul. So it's not just about these, grand gestures. It's not about, going on expensive outings, although these things are definitely self-care as well. It's really important for you to be really intentional about creating moments for self-care, self-love, and to just replenish yourself, right? That's what we need. Just like, a battery needs charging. You can charge the battery, that's you practicing self-care. But then after a while, when you're going out in the world, you're meeting people, you're doing things, you're working, you're breathing, you're living, your energy is depleting. So you do have to have moments where you rest, reset, and reflect. I always talk about the importance of having a triple R day. So where you rest, reflect, and reset. So you will do more relaxing activities on that day. You would take time to journal and reflect on the week, and set some intentions for the week ahead, by resetting yourself, setting some goals, and also preparing for the week. So there's important meetings or things that you've got going on in the week or a self-care date, you're going to make sure that that's all scheduled in, so that you can just show up for those things, and it's not hard. So you're planning ahead of time. Right now, I'm speaking, and I've just got the loveliest drink beside me. I don't know if it's a drink, a beverage, or I don't know, but it's delicious. So I'm about to actually go on a walk. I've been doing lots of podcast episodes before I go on my walk, and then I kind of just clear my mind and prep for other things. But I decided, oh, let me go ahead and have this really nice drink. But the thing is, I've been on the hunt. So, I'm into my juices, like my cucumber juices, my carrot juices, my celery juices, my favorite cucumber. and my smoothies and things like that. But what has been lacking from my smoothies is I haven't had any sea moss. So I typically make my simple smoothie. I'm going to share this re recipe with you, right? It's honestly the bomb. So what you do, so I have this pretty much every day, almost weekdays. It's like my breakfast. Ultimately, it just makes me feel good. And it's my way to be able to get fruits into my system, like on an empty stomach, like straight away, that kind of thing. So what you add to this, I don't know what to call it. I really, if you've got any ideas on what I could call this smoothie, it's not the green smoothie that I make, it's the reddish one. If you are following me on Instagram, you will see there's a reddish pinkish smoothie, which is just delightful, that I have most mornings. So what you put into this smoothie, ingredients. So ingredients is mangoes, pineapple, strawberries, blueberries, chia seeds, chia seeds. I say a mixture of both, but chia seeds, sea moss, and water. And that is it. You can add anything else in if you want to, but that's it. That is it. And it is delicious. And then all you need is a blender. You just put it in. You can have frozen fruit, which means that you wouldn't have to really add ice. Add your water, blend, and enjoy. You can put it in a really cute cup, glass, what have you, and enjoy. So I went to my sea moss guy because I wanted some sea moss. And I'm like, I want it in my smoothies. I want it in my smoothies. Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. Another key ingredient for this smoothie is an apple, a whole apple. Put the whole apple in there and thank me later. It is beautiful. So like, you know how you would maybe add apple juice, orange juice, or maybe a nut milk or something like that to your smoothies. You don't have to do that. You just need to just add a fruit, and the best fruit is apple. If you want to add a banana, you can, but I recently not been adding bananas to my smoothies. I still get the same thickness and consistency. It may not be as smooth because I feel like the banana does something, but I heard that like when you add bananas to your, I'm not 100% sure, but I heard that like when you're adding bananas to like your smoothies and things like that, it's basically just like a not good when it's combined with other fruit or something like that. So when I had that, I really felt strongly about it, and I just said I'm not adding bananas to my smoothies anymore, basically. Obviously, if I get given a smoothie with banana, I'll have it, but I'm not doing it for myself. It's just a little choice for me. So anyway, back to the topic, but I decided to go and get some sea moss for my smoothies. I got the sea moss from the sea moss guy, and I bought my regular two, and then he was like, oh, I've got this one that's infused with passion fruit and ginger, and all I had was passion fruit, and I went, yeah, I'm gonna try that. So I got that as well. And I mean, this thing that I've been sipping on, it's so it's fruity, it's got the kick from the ginger, it's smooth, it's beautiful. So this is definitely gonna be a new thing for me. Like that's what I'll be sipping on like every now and again. Anyway, back to self-care dates now. So yeah. No, and let me know if you try out that smoothie as well. But yeah, so self-care dates, it's dedicated periods of time that you set aside for yourself to engage in self-care, right? So this is where you're able to create moments, self-care moments that you are very intentional about. What I also talk about doing is in the mornings, if you are trying to get better at prioritizing your self-care, in the mornings, you can ask yourself this question. You can ask yourself, what will my self-care moment be today? So you can literally just get clear on what your self-care moment will be, and you will pick something, you'll set up something, and then you'll show up for it. So having self-care dates into your in your schedule is going to help you to just be more consistent with showing up for yourself and practicing self-care. You will know that you're going to be less stressed, less grumpy. You're going to be in a better mood, have more energy because you've been pouring into yourself. Doing this is an investment. Self-care is an investment in yourself because it's then going to be something that's going to help you to be more productive and to actually really enjoy your life. You're going to have more balance because you're going to be making time for yourself. You're going to be making time for doing things that make you feel good, as well as all of the other responsibilities that you've got for going to work, working in your business, going, meeting up, going to appointments, all of the routine things that we typically do, errands, those kind of things, right? So it's just a way to create more balance. So if you're thinking about me wanting to, I want to create balance, start incorporating more self-care, start incorporating more things that are contributing to your well-being and also bring you joy, make you feel good. Right. So how can you start to make this a habit? So you can start making this a habit by getting really clear on in terms of what it is that you need right now, and then scheduling in your self-care date like an important appointment, that you have, like whether it's you having to maybe go to work, go to a meeting, go to an event, you would probably put that into your calendar, wouldn't you? So you'll do the same with your self-care date. That's how seriously we're taking it. You're blocking out time in your calendar and you're going to treat it really seriously. You're going to show up just like it's that appointment and you're going to be on time. Then the next is to just make sure that you start small. So again, you might have a list of so many things that you want to do. You may want to do Pilates, you may want to do or go to this pottery class, you may want to go for a run, you may want to go to a restaurant, do an activity. But you can do all these things, but it's best to start small so that you can see how it actually fits into your schedule. You can't, doing this overnight would be really stressful for you. So you want to start small, give yourself permission to start small and work your way up. And you can start with maybe 15 minutes of doing something, 30 minutes. And then work up to an hour to, half a day, these kind of things. So increase as you go along, increase as you get comfortable with it in your routine. Yeah. Then the next is to leave room and space for you to explore and experiment. I always talk about this. Exploring and experimentation is so important when it comes to your self-care. Giving yourself a chance to experience and do new things, and really exploring with different things that bring you joy and relaxation. So it can be things like maybe reading, painting, listening to music, specific genre, etc., making music, taking a walk, going on a walk. I love my walks and spending time in nature. Like that's definitely self-care for me. And also reading. I love reading, and painting is going to be one of my new hobbies that I'm definitely picking back up in the new year, but I'm starting this month anyway. So let me know if you're starting to incorporate, prioritize your self-care habits or the best version of yourself before 2024. Let me know. And then the next is to allow yourself time to actually step away from like technology or distractions. So we want to like start moving away from and disconnecting from these things, and really being very intentional about keeping these things to a minimum. So putting your phone away or turning your phone off for a period of time can help. So that you can be really fully present in the moment whilst you're on your day. Then the next is to actually track your progress. So I would definitely recommend you writing down, what you're going to do, and then also afterwards reflect in on how it made you feel, and how or what it is, if it is something that you want to do regularly, how is that going to fit into your self-care routine? And you want to be consistent with it. So the next thing is consistency. So create a consistent self-care routine. So routine that you have where you know every last Friday, every Wednesday, every Sunday, every Saturday, whatever day, every Monday is your self-care day. And that's when you're going to have a date. So you can write a list of things that you want to try out first, and then you can just pull from those ideas. I do have a blog post. Actually, it's actually coming out. So the website is going to probably, I don't know, by the time that you've heard this, website should be back up and running. We've had a nice little glow up. So definitely go and check it out. But I'm not too sure when this episode is going to be scheduled for. So we do have a blog post of self-care activity ideas. So you'll be able to pull from that. If that's not up, check the podcast list to see if we have had an episode on that, or we probably had an email on that. I know I've definitely spoken about that, but I do have a list. If you want a list, if you want the list, message me, DM me, or email me, and we can get that sent over to you because we've got that as well. And if you're part of the self-care squad, so the Facebook community, so if you want some accountability and support around your self-care, then you can join our free Facebook community, which is amazing. We have self-care challenges in there, loads of trainings and resources that you can pull from. One of the resources in there is definitely the self-care ideas. So you can just download that as a PDF. So back to the tips. So yeah, making it a ritual for you to have self-care dates, and a list that you can go to and a candle that you can light, whatever it is, really set the mood. So whether it is that you use incense, essential oils or candles, whip those things out when it comes down to your time to practice self-care, whenever you're practicing self-care, or whenever you're getting ready to go on your self-care date. And then the next one is to don't forget to celebrate your success. So things that you've achieved and the things that you're actually making huge effort towards. By you acknowledging and rewarding yourself, to sticking to your routine, to showing up for yourself, to looking after yourself, the more and more you celebrate this, is the more and more likely it is that you're going to continue with this habit. So I really want you to kind of try out some of these tips. Let me know how you get on when you're on your self-care dates. Let me know what you're getting up to, some pictures, videos. I'd love to see it all. If you really enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you share, leave a review. That will really help us. And if you want any support when it comes to your self-care practice, anything like that, I've got loads of ways that I'm able to support you. You can also check out our website, our new revamped website and branding. We've like glowed up, so let us know your thoughts, and check the show notes for any links to how we can further support you or how we can work together. So I'll see you in the next episode. Take care. Bye.